Grace and Truth by Jennifer Johnston. Read by Kate Binchy.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For John Fairley, with many thanks for a long and good friendship. Love from me. It was the third day of the war when I returned from tour. Major European cities, Paris, Berlin, Brussels, London. I was whacked. The tour had been a great success, and all that went with it had been fast and furious. Newspapers, TV stations, receptions, smile, smile, smile. I was really, truly whacked. My jaw hurt from smiling. My eyes were worn out from sparkling. I don't mean to be a begrudger, but when something is over, it is over, and you should legitimately be able to relax. At the party in London on the last night of the tour, the second day of the war, I had kissed Max Fisher, one of our producers, and said, "You can count me out for New York. I ain't going to New York." I scooted away from his reaction, which, after a pause, had been a hearty, angry laugh. It had only been a rumour that had run round the company, but I knew that he had high hopes of Emmys and Oscars, or whatever they're called. Best this isn't that. Dinners at Sardi's and fat men thumping him on the back and handing him cigars. Maybe, of course, I've seen too many movies about show business. 37 weeks of the Playboy.